Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
The T-Biz Podcast delivers T-News that you need to know. A recap of the week's major headlines with commentary and cultural trends hosted by Dan Bolton. It is the voice of origin for tea professionals and enthusiasts worldwide.
Tea nourishes and inspires. It is an ancient plant-based medicine that simultaneously heals and energizes the body as it soothes the mind. Making fine tea is a blend of artistry and craftsmanship. The $200 billion tea trade is fundamentally local, yet exerts global influence, employing millions to enhance the well-being of all. Hello, everyone. Here are this week's headlines. U.S. dock workers ended an East Coast and Gulf port strike. Nepal growers were largely spared in record flash floods. And researchers reaffirm tea reduces the risk of stroke. Plus, precision agriculture launches a tea transformation. Three of the biggest challenges tea growers worldwide face are climate change, accelerated pest attacks, and the rapid spread of diseases that lower yield and impact quality. Heavy use of chemicals and mitigation efforts are compounded by acute labor shortages. India alone is experiencing crop loss estimated at 147 million kilos annually, costing growers billions of rupees. Tea sustainability and environment consultant Ashok Batra joins T-Biz in a conversation today with Pinaki Agarwal, co-founder of iGravity Systems, a deep tech precision agricultural startup focused on tea. It builds and employs a system of autonomous drones and imaging sensors to monitor, analyze, and diagnose plant health problems on the fly, and then treat them with precision using advanced AI, sensors, and robotics. Quote, "The solution that we bring to the table will minimize the use of chemicals and maximize the productivity and quality of tea by providing an end-to-end solution," says Agarwal. "Using AI and drones, we scan the tea field and identify the issues. Then, using another set of drones, we target and treat those issues. Overall, the yield increases, the chemical usage decreases, and crop loss significantly declines to nearly zero," he says. More in a minute, but first, this important message.
What makes a perfect cup of Ceylon tea? The perfect cup is from the tea businesses that ensure the protection of all the children living within their tea estates. We salute Keilani Valley, Telawakili, Bogawanthalawa, Harana, and Eliptia tea estates. Support Save the Children, Sri Lanka.
Port operators agreed Thursday to a 62% wage increase with the 47,000-member International Longshoremen's Association, ending a strike with potentially severe economic impact. The U.S. Maritime Alliance agreed to a base hourly rate that will increase to $63 per hour over 6 years. The current rate is $39 per hour. ILA asked for a 77% increase that, when combined with overtime and work rules, would enable experienced dock workers to earn $100,000 or more per year. The Wall Street Journal reports that the USMX offer came after the White House privately and publicly pressed the large shipping lines and cargo terminal operators who employed longshore workers to resolve their differences. On word of the settlement, President Biden issued this statement. Quote, "Collective bargaining works, and it is critical to building a stronger economy from the middle out and the bottom up," end quote. By Wednesday, more than 38 container ships, some likely with tea on board, had dropped anchor. The number of idled vessels was expected to quickly double. In an open letter on the ILA website, union leader Harold Daggett writes, quote, "Our members feel underappreciated, especially given the sacrifices they made during the pandemic." A policy statement on the website said the union, quote, "opposes any form of automation, full or semi, that replaces jobs or historical work functions," end quote. Many of our members operate multi-million-dollar container handling equipment for a mere $20 per hour. In some states, the minimum is already $15 an hour. USMX overlooks the fact that two-thirds of our members are constantly on call with no guarantee of employment if no ships are being worked, writes ILA. The agreement extends the prior contract through January 15, 2025, giving the two sides a few months to negotiate other issues, including automation. This week's walkout was the first East Coast dockworker strike in 50 years. Business Insight. Copenhagen-based Sea Intelligence estimated the three-day strike disrupted 2.5% of global shipping capacity. Quote, "Should the strike last 4 weeks, causing almost 7% of the global fleet to be tied up along the East Coast, the overall impact on the supply and demand equation would be very significant," end quote, Sea Intelligence told Bloomberg News. Tea growers in eastern Nepal were largely spared following days of record rains that brought flash floods and fatal landslides. According to meteorologists at Nepal's Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, rainfall totals broke a 54-year record in the Kathmandu Valley, one of 14 districts where 25 observation stations set records. Nepal Tea Collective founder Nishal Benskota said, quote, "They're still assessing the actual damage, but there are a lot of landslides around the farm, especially ours," end quote. On September 27th, the Yapa district recorded 299 millimeters of rain in 24 hours, with seven weather stations reporting more than 200 millimeters of rain. Rainfall above 50 millimeters is considered heavy. Nepal typically receives 1,472 millimeters of rain during the June 13th through October 2nd monsoon. Totals in several districts are up by 55% or more compared to the norm, killing 235 prior to the current deluge. In addition to increased rainfall, maximum temperatures in Nepal are rising faster at 0.056 degrees Celsius a year compared to the global average of 0.003 degrees. Red Cross Climate Center scientist lead Liz Stevens explains that, quote, "While it's difficult to draw firm conclusions from records which only began in 1970, this rainfall is a huge increase on the previous record, and the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change has indicated with high confidence that Nepal will see further increases in heavy rainfall as a result of climate change." Quote, "These floods are further evidence of the help that countries like Nepal need to adapt to a climate very different from what they saw in the past," end quote, said Stevens. Home Ministry spokesman Rishi Ramwatiwari told the Business Standard that 217 storm-related deaths have occurred across the country, with 28 people still reported missing and another 148 seriously injured. The government has dispatched 20,000 security personnel, including police and military, in an all-out effort to search for bodies and distribute relief. A study of more than 25,000 adults in 32 countries finds that tea drinkers are almost 20% less likely to have heart issues, including high blood pressure, which increase the risk of stroke. Coffee drinkers drinking more than 4 cups daily were about 40% more likely to have issues that increase the risk of stroke. Researchers noted that excessive coffee drinking indicates higher levels of caffeine, which promotes the release of adrenaline, increases heart rate and blood pressure. In contrast, quote, "low to moderate coffee consumption had no association with stroke," end quote. According to the article published in the peer-reviewed International Journal of Stroke, about half of the 26,950 adults participating in the study had survived a stroke in the past 2.5 days. Within 5 days, all participants filled out questionnaires about their medical history, diet, physical activity, and other stroke risk factors like smoking and high blood pressure. Each was asked how many cups of coffee, Chinese or Japanese green tea, black tea, or other kinds of tea they drank daily. About 1 in 5 participants drank neither beverage. Nearly half exclusively drank tea, and about 15% drank coffee alone. Nearly 1 in 5 consumed both. Those drinking black teas, including Earl Grey and breakfast teas, had the lowest overall risk of stroke at 29%, while those drinking green tea reduced their stroke risk by 27%. Drinking 4 or more cups of tea daily lowered the risk by an average 19%. Researchers found that adding milk to any tea negated all potential stroke-related benefits. This is because milk binds with antioxidants, which are disease-inhibiting molecules found in both coffee and tea. No assessment was made of the impact of sugar, syrup, spices, and other add-ins. The team found that drinking 4 or more cups of coffee per day raised the risk of stroke by 37%. Quote, "These associations suggest that individuals consider avoiding high coffee consumption, greater than 5 cups daily, to impact future stroke risk," end quote. The study included thousands of U.S., U.K., and Canadian patients, as well as many Europeans. But most of those studied were Chinese and of South Asian descent. The majority were men, and most patients were also overweight, a risk factor for stroke. Their average age was 61. Business Insight. The geographically and diverse InterStroke International Case Control Study identified 10 modifiable risk factors collectively associated with 90% of the global population attributable risk of stroke. Next, Arvinda Anantharaman in Bengaluru reports on this week's India Tea News.
India Tea News for the week ending 4th October 2024. It's been a quiet week, not much news to report, but there is news from Darjeeling. The bonus talks in the Dwars and Terai concluded last week, and now it's Darjeeling's turn. There have already been obstacles in these discussions. On Monday, 30 September, tea garden workers went on a 12-hour strike that was called by the Tea Workers Protection Committee. This came about after a tripartite meeting with the Labour Department on bonus talks, which ended inconclusively. The demand from trade union leaders representing the tea workers is for 20% bonus. The response from the planter bodies, that includes the Darjeeling Tea Association, was that they were unable to meet this ask and are able to offer 13%. Must be noted that the Terai and Duars reached an agreement for 16% the previous week. Now remains to be seen how Darjeeling will move past this impasse and the compromise that can be achieved. In other news, Amul, which is India's most famous cooperative for milk and dairy products, is set to diversify into tea. The NDTV reported that Amul is looking at the demand for tea within the country, and this is driving the change and the decision. And if they launch, they could challenge the top packeteers Tata Tea and Hindustan Unilever. The report said that Amul plans to work with tea cooperatives in South India on a model similar to the one they have for milk in Gujarat. Incidentally, the Nilgiris is home to INCO, the largest tea cooperative federation in the country, that was set up in 1965 and includes 30,000 small tea growers, 16 tea factories, and an annual production of 30 million kilos of black tea. Currently, much of INCO's production is distributed by other public distribution system in the state. Remains to be seen how Amul's decisions will change things here.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Hello, I'm Bogdan, a passionate tea drinker and the inventor of the ultimate tea machine, the Brewmaker One. Preparation is key to making fine tea. Sequential steepings deliver the best taste possible and unlock the true value of whole leaf teas and botanicals. Brew automates that process without using any pots or capsules. This simple-to-operate smartphone-controlled device stores steeping profiles to consistently make great tea at the push of a button. Brew also reduces time, waste, and energy. That's because I engineered the brew to remember control settings for temperature, brewing time, and quantity. Using my patented process lets you stack steeps simply and conveniently.
Three of the biggest challenges tea growers worldwide face are climate change, accelerated pest attacks, and the rapid spread of diseases that lower yield and impact quality. Heavy use of chemicals and mitigation efforts are compounded by acute labor shortages. India alone is experiencing crop loss estimated at 147 million kilos annually, costing growers billions of rupees. Tea sustainability and environment consultant Ashok Batra joins TeaBiz in a conversation today with Pinaki Agarwal, co-founder of iGravity Systems, a deep tech precision agricultural startup focused on tea. It builds and employs a system of autonomous drones and imaging sensors to monitor, analyze, and diagnose plant health problems on the fly, and then treat them with precision using advanced AI, sensors, and robotics. Quote, "The solution that we bring to the table will minimize the use of chemicals and maximize the productivity and quality of tea by providing an end-to-end solution," says Agarwal. "Using AI and drones, we scan the tea field and identify the issues. Then, using another set of drones, we target and treat those issues. Overall, the yield increases, the chemical usage decreases, and crop loss significantly declines to nearly zero," he says. Pinaki holds an MBA from the prestigious Indian Institute of Management at Ahmedabad and is a graduate of the Indian Institute of Technology at Kanpur. Previously, he co-founded BrainWorks, a management consulting firm especially for global startups, and is now the principal officer at iGravity Systems, a startup with a vision to transform agriculture by empowering farmers with AI-driven solutions to manage crop health. Ashok is a respected broker, the former chairman of J. Thomas, a thought leader, and was a longtime consultant to the Rainforest Alliance India.
Welcome to the TeaBiz podcast. Thank you so much both for joining me today. My first question, Pinaki, is, sensors are one of the more promising and immediate applications of artificial intelligence. Your backers have a history in tea. What's the most innovative and promising benefit iGravity's drone brings to planters?
Thank you so much, Dan, for having us on the podcast. It's a pleasure to be with you. So at iGravity, we are trying to redefine the way tea has been grown for hundreds of years. Our vision is to make precision agriculture mainstream in tea plantations across the globe. And to achieve that, we're leveraging deep technologies like AI and drones. So, you know, one of the biggest challenges for tea growers is dealing with diseases and pests. It's a constant battle. The losses can be huge. And to make matters worse, they end up using massive amounts of chemicals, super expensive, and they leave high residues in the crop. This is where iGravity comes in. Our deep tech solution essentially minimizes the need for chemicals while maximizing both the quality and the quantity of the tea that is grown. You can think of it like a CT scan for the tea garden. Our AI-powered drones fly over the fields and scan the entire area in just a few hours. They gather tons of data, which we then feed into our diagnostic software. This software is like a doctor looking at your scan. It identifies problems before they're visible, from pest attacks to nutrient issues to diseases. We can even pinpoint the exact spots in the field that need attention. And so once we know what's going on, it's now time for treatment. Our second set of drones act like the doctor prescribing medicine. They fly out to those specific trouble spots, do the spraying, and then head back. And this entire operation happens autonomously. So there's no manual flying of drones. There's no, you know, pilots or human intervention involved. This whole process that we have designed means that we are using fewer chemicals because we are spotting problems early before they spread widely and only spraying where it's actually needed. Plus, it practically eliminates crop loss and boosts the tea's quality. Each of our drones can cover the work of 50 people in no time. This helps tea growers increase their profits while they stay sustainable.
My name is Ashok Batra, ex-tea broker, ex-consultant with Rainforest Alliance. And now we are on this. Pinaki, I know your connections with tea, with your father-in-law, owning one of the biggest brands in Northwest India and tea factory in the Dwars in Northeast India. Would you have any success stories to share with the group? Or in case you don't have, just give us something about your vision and your expansion into the global scenario. What is the bottom line that it will help in transforming the tea estates globally?
We are kicking start in India. As you know, it's close to 20% of global tea that's being produced in India. But right from the first day, we had our eyes set on the bigger goal. You know, tea is grown in over 50 countries. And whether it's China, Kenya, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, growers are dealing with the similar challenges. Chemical use is high, labor costs are rising, and pests and diseases are a menace, and the crop loss is huge. So our expansion plan globally is all about teaming up with tea growing regions to show how our technology can make a real difference. Take, for example, Kenya, where tea accounts for almost a quarter of the country's export income. There's a lot of pressure to cut down on chemical residues and, you know, grow more sustainably. RAI-powered drones can slash chemical use and boost yield significantly. And that's a game changer when you're dealing with thousands of acres of tea being produced there. Or take the example of Sri Lanka, where tea is grown on steep mountainous slopes. Our drones are built for that, handling up to 80 degree terrains while spraying with pinpoint precision. That means fewer chemicals, less labor, and everything happening much more efficiently. So globally, the tea industry is expected to top $100 billion in the next few years. And at Agravity, we see a huge opportunity to lead the charge in making tea farming both sustainable and profitable. We've already started our journey in India. 12 of the tea estates are on board. You know, as we perfect the technology, we are going to start the operations in these estates very soon.
Drone and sensor technology. Dig into that a little bit deeper for us so that they understand what multispectral vision is and how drones can communicate with each other through near-field communication tools. Ultimately, the drone is just a vehicle. I mean, it's a drone. The drone is like a transporter. It isn't about drones. It's about sensors.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct, actually, Dan, that, drone is just a vehicle. And what makes it alive and intelligent or smart is the sensor technology and the AI that sits on top of that. So, both drone and sensor together are revolutionizing agriculture and, you know, some really exciting ways. I already mentioned about crop health monitoring. It's become mainstream in a lot other crops, not yet in tea. So you mentioned about multispectral and other sensors. So essentially, what happens with these technologies is that our eyes can see in the visible spectrum of light, right? The famous rainbow colors, vibgyor, as we say. So that's what we can see. And in agriculture, most of the monitoring that is done in crops is done visually. So the farmer will go in the fields and they will then look at the symptoms that appear on their crop. Everything is very visual. Now, what happens is that when the symptoms actually start to appear, it's not that the disease or the issue has just started there. the disease or the issue or the deficiency has already started a few days or weeks prior to that. Now, what happens with a multispectral sensor? As the name suggests, it's multispectral. So it's not just limited to the visual spectrum of light that we capture as humans. It goes beyond that visible spectrum and can capture, you know, light from other wavelengths as well in both directions. So that's why it's called multispectral. Now, what happens is that when this light is captured, which is invisible to us as humans, it carries with it a lot more information that is there in the visible part of light. So the disease or the issue that is sitting in the crop, it's growing, but not yet become visible as symptoms, not yet manifested as symptoms. That entire thing starts to show itself in the multispectral sensors data. But through that technology, it can be, you know, diagnosed much earlier as compared to conventionally that can be done. So that's multispectral or hyperspectral or thermal sensors is one big part of even our technology that can help spot diseases and other issues much before they manifest themselves. But sensors are not limited to just diagnosis. You know, I already talked about spraying. So there's something called variable rate application of the chemicals. Now, typically in tea or in other crops, we see a uniform rate of chemicals being applied. So there is a tea farm. You go with a, you know, either a handheld spray or a boom sprayer or a mechanized sprayer, and you spray uniformly across the field, irrespective of whether that part has an issue or not. Now, with sensors, the new technology that comes in is called variable rate of application, where you vary the rate of the chemical that is applied based on what is required. So it's a very tailor-made, it's a very customized way of treating the issue, heavily saving on the chemical cost and the chemical infusion that goes in there. See, planting and seeding with drones is taking off too, especially in hard-to-reach areas. For reforestation efforts or large-scale planting, drones together with sensors do a perfect job of doing that. Then there is weather monitoring. You know, sensors can track microclimates. So today, if I go to Google and I ask about the weather in Sydney or Delhi or Mumbai or New York, I get the macro climate of that entire city. And I have a broad idea of what the weather is going to be. But with sensors, I can get a microclimatic data of how the humidity, the temperature, the weather is going to be locally, hyperlocally at the site of my farm. So that's another thing that is, you know, making waves these days with monitoring. Yield prediction, harvest optimization. So these, there are sensors that look at the crop and then give out data that tells us what's the best time to harvest. So in case of tea, it's like telling what's the best and most optimum time to pluck the tea leaves that will fetch you the highest rate in the market. So obviously everybody knows that the conventional way is a thumb rule. Let's say you do it every 5 days or some farms do it every 10 days, but that's not the optimum way. That's the thumb rule. You should actually look at the condition of the new leaves that have come and through sensors, analyze it and then pluck it to optimize for the best quality and the best volume that is available. So all in all, drones and sensors, you know, are making farming smarter, efficient, and more sustainable with every passing day.
Though we've spoken a lot about agravities, you know, how it'll help in the tea industry to make it more sustainable and with less chemical use, can you get into more basics?
Sustainability is a huge focus for us. And reducing chemical usage is a very big objective for very big reason for the existence of agravity. You'll be surprised to know that in tea, with the use of our technology, the chemical usage can be dropped by a huge 50%. So, and the reason for that is twofold. One, because we are doing targeted spraying and diagnosing the issue in a pinpointed location, because of that, we don't waste our chemical at locations where it's not needed. That's factor number one. The second factor is the way the drone does the spraying, the droplet size, the pressure at which it does it, the height that it uses, it is optimized to the requirements of the plant to make sure that the absorption of that chemical, be it a nutrient, foliar nutrient, or a pesticide, or an insecticide, is optimum and it's maximum, so that the wash off, the leaching into the soil is minimized. And all of it goes into the plant to have its maximum efficacy. And chemical usage is one big aspect of what we are trying to achieve. The other one is water conservation. So the technology that we have built uses about 10 times less water when spraying. So what takes about 150 liters to spray takes only about 15 liters to spray when using the drones. So it's a huge, huge cut on the amount of water that is being used. When it comes to carbon footprint, we are lowering the reliance on chemicals, which definitely cuts emissions tied to their production. And not just that, because we're doing precision farming, we reduce the need for any heavy machinery, which further reduces the fossil fuel usage. On top of it, as the world moves towards, organic stuff, organic farming practices, our solution and technology also makes organic farming more efficacious, because we are applying the right amount of organic herbal chemical wherever it's required and when it's required, in the right dosage with more efficacy. So even if you're doing organic farming in a tea estate, the effectiveness of that goes up manifold by the use of drone technology and artificial intelligence.
But tell me, does that mean all this technology is available to the tea planter as a service?
Yes, Ashok, that's correct. So we realize that the technology that we're building is complex and expensive. So the right business model to go about it is not to sell the hardware or the technology to the tea estate, but rather to sell it as a service. So essentially, what that means is that when a tea estate onboards with us, they do zero upfront investment. There's absolutely no barrier to entry for them. There's no barrier to experiment with us. So we only charge on a sort of per acre basis for the service that we deliver without them having to do any upfront investment of any sorts.
So let's look to the future. The future of tea farming, assuming sensors and diagnostics, integrated meteorological systems, sophisticated cultivars, what is the future of tea? Because we hear daily how bleak it is.
So I'm actually quite excited about tea's future. I see a world where tea farms are fully autonomous. Drones will handle everything from planting to harvesting, all guided by real-time data and AI. So it'll not be any guesswork and intuition here, and everything will be data-driven insights to predict exactly what the crop needs at any given moment, whether it's nutrients, water, or pest. So we feel Agravity is going to lead this transformation by integrating machine learning and real-time analytics and sensors into the day-to-day farming operations. In a few years, you could see tea growers, sitting in their office and watching a digital dashboard that shows the health of every section of their farm, their yields being predicted live on that dashboard, and even recommendations being made on the best times to harvest for maximum quality and profitability. I'd also like to point out that we are heading towards a zero-waste farming model. So by using precision spraying, AI-driven interventions, farms are going to minimize the chemical usage, the water wastage drastically. I even see drones being using renewable energy. So, you know, solar powered batteries, hydrogen fuel cells. These are going to become mainstream in the drone technology that we see today. Again, that makes pea farming almost carbon neutral. And, you know, finally, climate change. The future of pea farming will need to be resilient to extreme weather conditions. So the AI has to be climate adaptive. So, you know, farms will automatically adjust their irrigation, nutrient levels, and protection strategies based on real-time weather data, ensuring that the crops are healthy, you know, despite a very dynamic and unpredictable set of conditions. Ultimately, Agravity's goal is to build this tech-forward, resilient, and highly efficient farming model so that we're not just reacting to the present challenges, we are designing the future of agriculture and, you know, tea specifically, where tech and nature, they work hand in hand and they work seamlessly together.
Intrigued by what you heard in today's podcast? Would you like to learn more from our global network of T-Biz journalists and tea experts? Remember to visit the T-Biz website for more comprehensive coverage. That's www.t-biz.com. Thanks for listening. Farewell till next week.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.